This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Oh, yes. And again, we make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders. I want to welcome you to another day and another powerful and impactful early morning empowerment prophetic gathering. This is day number 11 and our 21-day prophetic gathering for Thursday, January 11, 2018. And I am so happy, again, that you are sticking with it. You are staying with it. So with that being said, let's activate the success mind. Let's bring our hearts and our mind present right here, right now, and take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we come into divine agreement this morning with all that is love, all that is grace, all that is power. And we bring our spirit man into divine alignment and agreement. And we sit in this sacred moment. Next, healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we sit in this sacred moment, fully awake, fully alert, fully focused, we turn our attention inward to our rich inner life, and we just allow the joy of the Lord to be stirred up and activated this morning. Let a spirit of excitement just be activated. Be excited that you are here, that you are alive, that you have another opportunity, that you have another chance to set things right. We have the power, we have the authority, and to move forward and fulfill destiny, and we receive that with joy today. We receive it with joy today. Next, healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we make a firm decree today that God is in control. And because God is in control, I am in control. And all things are forming and working and moving and manifesting for me right now. And I'm excited about that. I'm joyful about it. I thank you, God, today for strength. I thank you for everyone that is gathered in this empowerment community today. I thank you that their lives are being perfected each and every day. I thank you that miracles are unfolding. I thank you for the healing that is permeating through their body now, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. I thank you for answered prayer. I thank you for strengthening their inward man. I thank you that we are full of hope, and we are full of joy, and we are full of excitement, and we are in high expectation. High expectation. We're so happy to be alive. Next, healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we are ready to receive all that God wants to release for us today. Again, if you're just joining us, welcome to the Early Morning Empowerment virtual community. We are in our 21-day prophetic gathering. We have covered a lot of ground. I will be sending out an email article tomorrow with a big recap and about what we've covered, you know, so far in the 21 days, so that you are staying on track. Now, when we're in a situation where things are being poured out and you're getting fresh download, and that revealed knowledge begins to flood your heart with light and illuminate your mind. You have to receive the thing that resonates with you the most. And when you receive the thing that resonates with you the most, then you have to make it your own. You have to make it your own. You see, that's where the real power dwells. Remember, I said this yesterday. You're the greatest prophet that you're going to meet. When you learn to tap in to your rich inner life and hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within you, when you can hear the song that your heart is singing, divine revelation is there. That is what will make the greatest impact in your life. That's what will make the greatest change in your life and a lasting change. We're talking about lasting breakthrough and lasting results. So when you hear the word going forward and something resonates with your spirit, you take that, you hold it, but then you have to begin to make it your own. So we would tell people, you know, take this word, go in your prayer closet, your meditation room, or wherever you have your quiet time. Take it and allow it to permeate your spirit and internalize it. Let it permeate your spirit and then get a word out of that word for you. That's what the real power is. So if I say something and you say, man, that was really good, you hold on to that because that means that it resonated with something that's already active in your spirit. And when you hold on to that and you begin to meditate on it, then your spirit, the Holy Spirit within, will begin to bring more illumination. It will begin to bring more light. And the more light that you have, the more that you will be able to see. And you'll have that divine insight or that divine vision for your life. And you'll begin to fuel that vision and you'll begin to move forward. So by now, here we are in day 11, in this year of 11, in this first year, which means that we are in a powerful vortex of the number 1 and the number 11 today. And so there is an added sense of strength that's yours today. An added sense of motivation that is yours today. And we want you to tap into that and be able to move forward. So we talked about so many things, and I want to land just in this area because this is just so important. I want you to write this down. I want you to really settle this for yourself, that the deal is done. Everything is already done. For some of you today, you're going to have to really hit the reset button. Because I believe it was Albert Einstein that said, you cannot solve a problem on the same level that it was created. You cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created the problem. You have to be able to shift and go to another space, another dimension, in order to hear something different and see something different. Now, I said all that to say this. When you realize and recognize for yourself the deal is already done, the deal is done. Jesus the Christ said, it is finished. Now, with that being said, some of you are going to have to really, truly hit the reset button. Early on in the first week, as we were laying foundation about what was going to happen this year, we said that this is a year that you would really have to stay fluid. You would have to stay pliable, meaning ready to shift at any moment. And I want you to really hear, he that have an ear, let him hear this morning, what the Spirit is really saying to us. When we talk about staying fluid and being pliable and being ready to shift at a given moment, some of you are really going to have to hit the reset button, because yesterday you were probably standing on a foundation that was not yours, that was not true, or that was filled with myths or misnomers. I want you to write that down. Because you have to examine the foundation that you were standing on. So today I'm really speaking to the weariness that may be in your spirit. And I want you to know that that weariness is being fueled by things that you're still holding on to that no longer serves you. I want you to get this. When we hold on to a false belief, and a false belief is something that you were talked into believing, but something in your spirit never really agreed with it. I want you to follow me. Something in your spirit never really agreed with it. You see, because when we start looking at the amount of chaos and confusion that you may be experiencing in your life, just a prolonged state of confusion, a lot of that is being fueled by you conforming, going along, and coming into agreement with a false belief, a false burden, a false sense of commitment. Listen, that the foundation of that was not real. It was never yours, but you tried to make it yours. There are even, I want you to hear this, there are even scriptures that you have held on to in a wrong context, and you're getting a wrong conclusion. Remember, if the context is wrong, the conclusion is going to be wrong. So meaning that, and this is how you will tell, if you ever go to your Bible and you go to open it up and you go to a scripture that's very familiar to you, and then the scripture seems to be so heavy and so just, and you just have to say, oh my goodness, I just can't do that. Because there was a lot of baggage attached to your life at the time that you were trying to believe that and go through with that. So when it comes time to really living this life, tapping into your rich inner life and being that super being or that supernatural being, we have to connect with the truth, with the capital T. So when we spoke a few days ago, and I began to tell you that you have to start learning how to trust the Spirit of God that is within you, you're not going to go very far until you learn to trust yourself. Write that down. You will not go very far. You will not see the results you're looking for until you learn to trust yourself. And I'm talking about yourself with a capital S, self, your spirit man, that divine part of you. You've got to learn how to trust it. Yes. And when you can trust that, that is connected to truth. That is connected to the reality that's behind the reality that we've created. So when we talk about, you know, building or trying to build on a false belief, we can't get very far. Life becomes heavy. It becomes difficult. It becomes drudgery. It becomes confusion. It becomes a task. And that is not what we are here for. We're not here to struggle like that year after year after year after year. When we talk about the power that resides on the inside of us, but yet our lives are not changing, our communities are not changing, our families are not changing, we have to be honest and say, okay, I have to reevaluate some things because I know that there's another reality I should be living. So now with all that being said, let's see if we can hit a real pocket this morning. In the 6-month coaching program that we do, that's going to start in March this year, the end of February, 1st of March. When we did that a couple of years ago, and our foundation or our core teaching was the I Am system. And in that I Am system, we started building a strong foundation for inner focus, right? For inner focus. And that is how you start learning how to live the life that's in you. And then you want to take inspired, authentic action and manifest miracles. That whole piece about that inner focus is so rich, it's so real, it's so deep. If we live 10 lifetimes, we could never understand all that's available to us because of this inner life that we have. So let's try to really clarify this and land here. When we talk about, some of you have to hit the reset button for real, meaning that you may have to wipe the slate clean, and it's okay. Because wiping the slate clean, you're going to find that you're able to breathe again. You're able to hope again. You're able to have excitement again. Yes, I'll go back. I have to go back and say this again. And hitting that reset button and wiping the slate clean, some of you are going to have to release beliefs that are not yours. That is when we're living our life with false beliefs. That belief is not yours. You were told that, you were taught that, and you were indoctrinated that. But remember, this is how you can tell, because it really never sat with you. Can I just go a little deeper today? Give me permission to just go a little deeper. We have a saying that I'm just going along in order to get along. But I really want you to become still today and really tap in to that place within you that you know for years you have been just going along to get along, but you know this is not really it for me. It's not really it. But you're so afraid to really examine it, because it may take you out of mainstream for a moment. It may take you out, and it'll only be for a moment, because God is in the business of people. So God will never leave you isolated forever. He'll never leave you, you understand, because God is in the people business. Whatever you are here to do, it involves people. But you may be afraid of coming away from the mainstream, or not being popular, or fading into the background, or everybody running off and leaving you, and it seems like everybody's evolving and you're not. You're going to have to take a moment and really examine that and surrender to it and submit to it and say, okay, I realize that I've just been going along just to get along so that I can have a place, so that I can have a position, so that I can have something to do. Follow me. I want you to notice the difference between that and you hitting that authentic pocket where you sit down in the seat and it feels right. When you put a glove on your hand and it just fits perfectly. We have to start flowing out of that rich inner life, out of that space of where everything is real. Now, so that brings us to this. How do I know when I'm there? How do I know when I'm hitting it? The first thing you're going to know is that you're able to breathe. You're not going to feel any weight on you. When I say weight, you won't feel any anxiety. You won't feel any stress. Now, I know that there are many things because of our upbringing. We were narrow in our upbringing in our Christian community, in the Apostolic Pentecostal. We were very narrow in our upbringing, and we barely understood the things of the Spirit, because really and truly, we had a handful of phrases that we knew how to hold on to. We had a few verses of scriptures that we knew how to quote, but we're really clueless about the real workings of the spirit realm. Clueless. We knew about angels and demons, but we were clueless about what all is going on in the realm of the spirit. So we had a handful of things that we knew to, you know, talk about, fall back on, quote, you know, decree, declare, whatever. But there's so much more for you. There's so much greater for you. So when we look at this and we start looking at, how do I know when I'm in that place where I'm flowing authentically? You're going to be able to breathe. You're going to feel that calmness, that stillness, that place of divine rest on the inside. You're not going to feel the worry. You're not going to feel the anxiety. You're not going to feel the stress of, I got to do it. I got to move. I got to be a part. I got to look like I have to. No, none of that will be there. And you'll touch it, even if it's for a fleeting moment. Then when you're in that space where you really could feel like, I can breathe. That is why, going back again, why I never fail on top of every session that I do to have us connect inwardly and take those healing deep breaths in. Some people wonder why I'm not going into a traditional religious deep down hoop hollow well praying, because a lot of that is not necessary in that season. See, that's another form that we learned. But when you learn to really come to this place of power, and you learn that everything is flowing out of you and is activated and it is turned on all the time, then you don't have to spend an hour wrestling trying to get there. You know that it's already in you, it's already turned on, and all you have to do is still yourself. Come into that holy instant just for a moment and you're there. You're in the place of power. You're in the place of strength, and you flow out of that. When you hit that pocket, that's when you start tapping into the things that are real, the things that are truth. And so when we talk about that and you hit that pocket, then you begin to examine, what is the essence of the spirit in you and what does it represent for your life? Meaning, what are your core values? And we want that in a deeper sense. See, we want you to really figure out for yourself what your core values are, and not just say that these are my core values because it sounds good and I heard somebody else say it, or, you know. So when you think about virtues, and when the Bible talks about add to your faith virtue, and it talks about adding to your faith, adding to your belief, adding to your certainty, you come to those things for yourself. So you heard me say that my core values and some of the things that I anchor myself is truth, with a capital T. But you don't get the truth unless you're tapped into the spirit. So when we talk about truth with a capital T, you're talking about the things that belong to God. You're talking about God's truth now. Truth is universal. No one has a monopoly on truth. I want you to write that down. No one. Not real truth. No one has a monopoly on real truth with a capital T that flows out from God. See, we have to get beyond looking for everybody in the whole world to look like you, sound like you, act like you. They may not quite say it the way that you say it or the way you was raised up saying it, but the spirit and the essence of what they're saying is the same. I want you to breathe. Take a good healing deep breath in, because I feel some of y'all getting tight. Like, oh, what's that? No, come on now. You want to tap into the truth of God, and no one has a monopoly on truth. No one. So there are your sisters and your brothers all over the world that are tapped into the truth of God. But they're tapped in on a level of understanding that they have come to. They're tapped into as much light as they have come into. And today you just want to bless them in this community just for a moment. I want you to just, if you're in a place where you could even, you don't have to close your eyes, but you can. But if you could just see your sisters and brothers all over this world in remote places, that they may not worship and have church the way that you do, because they don't even have the facility. They don't have the instruments, but they understand God. They understand the power of God, the reality of God, the truth of God, and the movement of God in this earth realm. And in the spirit, we salute them and we bless them today. Yes, see, now, if you're not tapped in to truth and what's real, you will have a hard time accepting that, because you're still on a level of believing that there's only a select group that have the truth. But remember, we're talking about the truth of God with a capital T. So what are your core values? So when you look at things like truth, integrity, honesty, love, faith, devotion, beauty, gratitude, when you start looking at things like that, stability, spirituality, what are your core values? So when you begin to look at your life, what are the things, here we go back to this again, what are the things that you believe for yourself? That nobody's making you believe it. Nobody's forcing you to believe it. You're not believing it because your church believe it, but in your heart, this is what you believe. And then I want you to not be afraid to believe what you believe, because belief is powerful. And that's what's going to bring the results in your life. Belief is powerful. So I know everyone on this line, you would not be in this community if you are not already in the realization that we are in another time, we're in another season. And more is being revealed day by day. And we're being called upon to step into more. Now I'm speaking to somebody today, and I want to speak to that power that resides in you. Some of you are so quote unquote anointed, but I want to speak to that real raw power that is in you, that you have restricted, that you have in confinement. And I command you today to start letting that power loose. And how do you let that power loose and get it from being confined and restricted? Is that you know that that power and that energy is always flowing. It's always moving. So to wrap this up for today, when we talk about it's a done deal, I want you to first settle for yourself that you are a supernatural being. You are a supernatural being. That rich inner life that you have is connected to God. It is God within you. And I want you to settle that. So when you think about, do it like this. When you think about God, the Almighty, the Creator, when you think about God, and let's go ahead and just look at all the attributes that we ascribe to God. His power, his presence, his holiness, how you know he's in control, how he's able to know the end from the beginning from all, whatever we ascribe to him, glory, majesty, honor, just all that. When you think about that, now I want you to go with me as we wrap up. When you think about all those attributes that you ascribe to God living on the inside of you, man, that revelation is going to blow you up. You're not going to know what to do. You're going to want to run, scream, holler, jump. You're not going to know what to do. That will start healing your self-esteem immediately, because now you're no longer identifying yourself by your physical attributes, glory. Yes, God, yes. You're no longer identifying yourself by your physical attributes, but by this divine spirit that's within. You start identifying with that part of you that is just like God. So I want to say that again, because I want you to get it. Oh, that's so good. I just want to run myself. When you think about all of that that we ascribe to God, and then know that all of that is in me, that's who I am in my rich inner life, in this spirit of God, the Holy Spirit that dwells within, that's what's in me. And when I make a decision to focus on that, believe that, come into divine agreement with that, then, beloved, you're going to start seeing your life change. That's number one. When you come into that certainty, that's a game changer right there. Number two, as you start thinking about that, and then you go back and start looking at everything that you understood about the spirit realm, the angelic realm, and all the hosts that's working on your behalf. You see, yesterday, meaning when we grew up in our faith, we focused so much on demons and on contrary spirits and things that were counterproductive. But no, today, we want to take the focus off of that 100% and put it on everything that is working for your favor. That is everything in the spirit realm. That's all the spiritual laws. That's all the laws that God has written that's not changing, that's not moving. Just like the earth is still hanging by nothing, spinning on its axis. What in the world is holding that sun up in the sky? It's nothing but the word of God holding it there. And when you recognize that those spiritual laws, the angelic realm, the ministering spirits that are sent to minister for you, all that's working to aid you and assist you and help you on this journey that we are in this physical dimension, it's a done deal. The deck is already stacked in your favor and you cannot lose. You cannot lose. So I want you back here tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday as we start talking about this winning way and start really giving you something that you can really hold on to for yourself that will help you to know it's a done deal. I just have to keep moving. I just have to keep walking. And we're going to bring your focus all the way in so where you can take just a small piece of one thing and just start seeing major results. It's time for change, beloved. It's time. I can feel this in the realm of the spirit. Some of you will never be the same again. All right, so we're going to seal you right here with that word today. I want to open the lines. I want to hear from you tomorrow. I want your thoughts, your comments, your questions, and your feedback to tell us where you're calling from and to just greet us in this community. It is on and it is popping, and I'm telling you, the best is here, and we're just going to unfold it day by day and hold it and walk into it. All right, beloved. I'm going to release you with many blessings for the rest of your day. Don't forget to go to the Empowerment Center at IlonaSanders.com/EC. All the replays are there. I'm going to try to upload a replay and the article that I send out this week so that you can just have something to listen to, take your notes or whatever. But I am here because I want to see you empowered. I want to see you win. I want to see you fulfill your destiny. All right, beloved, have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at IlonaSanders.com. For more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events, please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@IlonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.